Morning, Brad Davidson.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Did you get up and watch Hoots and Run last night?
No, I didn't. I was safely tucked in bed by the time of night, but I caught up with the replay this morning and, yeah, didn't get a plan, did it? Obviously knuckled out of the barriers there and was never really able to get into the race, unfortunately, and finished down the track. It's always tricky when you do that out of the gate. Can, you know, obviously have an effect on the horse's performance, but they've also got to pick themselves up and get going after that. So Blue Point won the race over Batash, and yeah, Blue Point, good winner, good strong winner, and the second horse was very brave as well.
Yeah, just confirming as well, Charlie Appleby doesn't believe that's the horse to bring down for the Tab Everest either. So Blue Point, despite going back-to-back in the Kingstown, won't be coming down for the Everest. The Tats Tiaro barrier draw is out later on this morning.
Yeah, a lot of interest in that. Obviously, looks a very open edition of the Tats Tiaro this year, as it normally is for the Mayor's Group 1 there to finish the season, the last Group 1 of the season, of course. And, yeah, I guess it's very important to see where the horses draw, because, you know, when there's only probably a length or two across the field here, it probably all comes down to barriers and how that Eagle Farm track plays as well. So a lot of interest on whether Pahuta Kawa will make the field. She's one of the favourites at this stage, didn't have a lot of luck in the Queensland Guineas. And I think at this stage, she needs one more to come out this morning to make the field. Otherwise, she'll be first emergency. I believe Magic Alibi is unlikely to run. So that'll make her first emergency at this stage. But yeah, whether another one doesn't accept this morning, she might be able to sneak into the field, put a carver there for, I'm sure plenty will like her off that luckless run last time out.
Well, she's second favourite, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she is. So yeah. I think they do it off prize money the last couple of years up there, that Tats Tiaro. So, look, you know, she's obviously been good up there in Queensland. But, you know, if we're talking Multaja, Pahuta Kawa, they'll probably listed Group 3 fillies down here in the autumn. So it'd be interesting to see whether they can take it to the likes of Savatiano. I made my thoughts known on this show yesterday that I think Egg Tart around the $13 and $4 mark is the way to play the race. Hard horse to catch, but her fresh form's just very, very strong and as good as the favourites for mine. So I think she's the value in the race there at $13 and $4.
Well, I reckon if you've done your form for this weekend, Brad, or started to do it, you'd be looking at a wet track.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. They've had plenty of rain, haven't they, at Randwick. I know Canterbury didn't get anywhere near the amount of rain that Randwick copped earlier this week. Copped 96 mil in the last 7 days, 34 mil. Earlier this week. So, yeah, it was a heavy 9 rated yesterday. Hasn't been updated this morning, but I doubt if it would get much better throughout the week. Maybe looking at a heavy 8, but, yeah, we'll be probably lucky to get back into that soft range considering there's that little bit more forecast potentially for Saturday as well. So could just top it up and make it a real wet track there on the weekend.
Yeah, today's okay, tomorrow's okay, but Friday only a couple of mil, that's okay. But Saturday, yeah, between 5 and 10 mil, and Sunday's going to be really wet, up to 25 mil. What about today at Canterbury?
Yeah, I found it really tricky today on a heavy 8 there at Canterbury. I think you want the horses that are drawn low there today. Just the bias at Canterbury rail true and when the track's wet the last sort of 3 or 4 times when we've had that set up. It's been rails in run. It's been a massive advantage. But, yeah, look, I went race 2, number 4, Ursong, really taken by a first up run. It's a very, very open race, but at $10, you could have something on her. Just a couple of others to mention. I had race 3, number 6, Flying Piero in my numbers there. I think might be worth a little place play there. And I do like race 4. Tipped it last night on form line extra, number 4, Bring a Gem at 21. He has firmed in this morning. That's why I haven't got him in the best bets there. But I think he'll get back out. Race 4, number 4, Bring a Gem will run a cheeky race. But I'll only be playing small those right. Three there because it's just a very, very tough day. And, yeah, there's not a great deal of confidence today, I must admit.
All right. We'll be following you on Twitter as well. And just from Lizzie Jels, we chatted with today from Royal Ascot. She likes Jubiloso in the Coronation Stakes for all our listeners, and you might want to have a look at it as well. Brad, thanks for that.
Thanks, guys.